legendary goaltender, six-time Vezina Trophy winner, two-time Stanley Cup champ, two-time Hart Trophy winner, Dominik Hasek joins us now. Good morning, Dominik.
Good morning from Buffalo.
Well, that's a good place to be right now, isn't it? I mean, are you a... I know you played in different places, but Buffalo is really where you made your name. Would you consider yourself a Buffalo Sabres fan?
I just arrived here last night. Anyway, of course, you know, Buffalo is the place I spent, 9 great years. I became starting goalie. I became, I would say, NHL star, won many trophies. Unfortunately, we didn't win the cup, but I have to say, you know, Buffalo stays in my heart. And sometimes I say, Buffalo is my second home.
Dominik, so many great memories with the Sabres. And it's nice to see the Sabres. They're a good hockey team again. And they are right there again. How important is it as a fan? You say you're a fan, obviously. How important is it as a fan and a former player that the Sabres are good and that they can maybe rekindle that rivalry a little bit with the Maple Leafs just down the road?
I would say finally they are contenders and they have a good team. You know, I'm coming to Buffalo every year at least twice, so I can see these, I would say, young kids. And, you know, they have skill, but they didn't work as a team. And it's finally, it looks like they work like a team and they can make it for the playoffs. And it's like, you know, it's a different team than year before. And also I think they have good leadership and good coaching, which is very important.
Now, you were in Buffalo when the fans were excited about the team, when you had opportunities to win. You feel a different feeling in Buffalo right now than, because you said that you come there every year. Is it a different feeling now than even, let's say, last year?
Completely. It's a completely different feeling, because last year, I remember I was here sometimes in November and they were already, it looks like they don't make a playoffs, and of course they didn't make. However, this year it's exciting city, exciting the rink. I was here for two games. I don't remember. I think it was also November, and they beat Tampa and somebody else, and it was so exciting. The games were close to sold out, but you see the excitement on the bench. You see the excitement in the building. This is what is most important, and I am glad about this team, because they were waiting. The city is waiting for a long, long time to see that team to be contenders for the playoffs.
Dominik, you were known as, I guess, a non-traditional goaltender, I guess would be the way to put it. You're very active in your crease, a lot of acrobatic saves. Is there somebody in the NHL right now that reminds you a little bit of you, the way you used to play, kind of all doing anything you can but just stop the puck? Doesn't have to look pretty, just stop the puck.
You said nice. You don't have to look pretty. Yeah. Anyway, I have to say one thing, first of all. The style is changing. I mean, it changed since I retired from the NHL. The goalies are even more kneeling on their knees. They just sliding from post to post. What I like, you know, they cut a little bit on their equipment, which means they have to show up more the skills, which is great for the NHL. It's great for the goalies. It's great for the game. Anyway, I don't watch the games on a regular basis. I watch usually in the morning. I wake up. I look at the highlights, and so I don't want to make any, like, to talk about NHL goalies. I tell you one thing: they are better when we were in the 90s, like Eddie Belfour, me, Patrick Roy, Martin Brodeur. You know, they were great goalies, but at this time they are even better, you know, because they're improving and the style is different.
But it's interesting, like those are guys that are compared to the greatest goaltenders of all time, and yet your name will never go away. And people watch highlights today whenever, like Hugh just said about the not prettiness of the way that you made saves sometimes. But whenever someone makes a save like that, they go, that's like Dominik Hasek. Your name will never go away.
it feels pretty good. Sometimes I'm surprised. But like I say, I wake up in the morning and forgot the name, the Russian guy. Anyway, he made some unbelievable save. And I tell you, unbelievable save with the back, with the ankle of his...
Yeah, Andrei Vasilevsky, yeah, for Tampa.
And it reminded me one time I made a similar save on someone from New York Rangers. But, you know, I have to say it was a great save. You know, you have to be lucky to make this save, but you have to be acrobatic, you have to be flexible, and you have to know how to play goalie. So, but it feels good, you know, when they still reminding me.
What's keeping you busy lately? You say you're in Buffalo every year. What takes up your time?
In Buffalo, you know, I still have my Hasek Heroes hockey program here. That's what's keeping me busy in Buffalo also, not only to see the games when the Sabres play, but to see my kids. I have about 200-300 kids every week, a few times on the ice, and so I'm still in touch with the people who are in charge of my Hasek Hero hockey program. And, you know, in Czech, I'm a little bit involved in Czech Hockey Hall of Fame, doing some hunting and doing little business. So try to keep myself busy and just to be busy and enjoy what I'm doing.
Now, Dominic, you're going to be at Frozen Pond in Concord this Sunday from 4 o'clock to 5:30, an autograph signing. More details, frozenpond.com. Keeping in mind it's a family show, what's the strangest thing you've signed for a fan?
Looking forward to be there on Sunday. Anyway, strangest thing... I don't remember. I hate to sign the bobbleheads. You know, bobbleheads, you know, it's not easy to sign.
Like, well, they move around a lot.
And there were so many of them, you know, the people asking me. And it's easier to sign the picture of the car than the bobblehead. And I'm not a big fan of signing the body size. So I better stick with the photographs or hockey sticks.
All right.
And pucks, of course.
Leif, now we know that you went through some groin injuries during your career. Leafs goaltender Freddie Anderson right now going through that. If you had to give him some advice, what would you say?
There is no really advice for it, because it's once it starts bothering you during the season, it's very difficult to heal it, you know, because the goalie, you depend on your groins more than the players, you know. That's what I believe. So, because you have to go so many times during the game up and down, and you have to use the groin, you know, for every butterfly, every save. So, I don't know. I don't know what's bothering exactly to him, but it's not easy to recover from the groin injury during the season. That's all I can say.
Dominic Hasek again at Frozen Pond in Concord this Sunday from 4 until 5:30 for an autograph signing. For more details, go to frozenpond.com. The only goaltender ever to win the Hart Trophy twice, Dominic Hasek. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for joining us. And I don't know, stay happy. You sound like you're very happy.
Thank you, and happy New Year to you guys also.